Do you like what you see?
Look at my tits! Look at them!
Or do you want to bet on a dude fucking an alligator? Money plane.
You're listening to the Tubi Tuesdays podcast, a co-production from the Super Network and Pop4D, with host Super Marcy.
He made them sausages. Why are they eating mac and cheese?
The terrible Australian bee Jemine.
Oh no, her carrot haircut has gotten even more carroty.
Professor Science Batch.
Oh. And this still isn't the weirdest thing to ever happen on this podcast.
And Trash Panda Colin.
That demon likes feet.
Featuring Craven the Hunter.
It's Craven! Everybody loves Craven!
And Louise Lasser.
Did somebody say Louise Lasser?
This podcast is intended for mature audiences as it may contain explicit language.
This is how most step brother and stepsis.
I'm smoking a great new strength. It's called Alaskan Thunder.
Adult themes.
Why is this podcast so horny with robots?
Hector just put his finger in my exhaust pipe.
And potential spoilers.
Spoiler alert.
For more information, see the show notes. Visit supermarcy.com for more. Show your support and access exclusive posts at patreon.com/thesupernetwork. Now to our feature presentation.
Listen! Would you like to touch what you see?
Dick brain!
Operator, I am begging you! This is a real, real emergency! What's the matter with you?
G'day everyone, this is B. Jemine, aka The Terrible Aussie, and welcome back to episode 177 of the Tubi Tuesdays podcast, the number one Tubi-related podcast that's hosted by two Australians, one Canadian, and one American, and we are live at Champions, where we're hiding out after last week's apocalyptic event, where AI Louise pretty much turned against us, and...
This is much nicer everyone. Than my podcast studio, I have to say. Like,
indeed it is. And with me, as always, are my very awesome co-host. First up, of course, is the one, the only, Super Marcy. Hello, Marcy, how are you? And I'm glad you didn't get run over by Stampy again this time.
I know, me and Stampy. Stampy's my elephant now. So, Louise, I don't know, she can just be angry at whoever she wants. I don't care. Stampy's my elephant. Yes. But yes, we are here in Champions, and I appreciate all the hunky uncles giving me lots of lap dances. So that's been good. But yeah, we're holed up in Craven's strip club while our beloved sex robots are with AI Louise and starting trouble.
Indeed, indeed. And speaking of hunky uncles, here is the Canadian version.
Hold on, Beat. Hold on, Beat. I got this. Hello, hello, everyone. My name is Louis Lasser, and I am the advocate for your new, undisputed, reigning, and defending podcast host of the year for the Tubi Tuesday Awards. I give you the professor of science. I give you your tribal Keith and unofficial buttend of the month for December, but they didn't have that position yet, but you would have won it anyway. Batch!
Acknowledge me.
Well, can't argue with that. I acknowledge you, my tribal Keith.
Acknowledged, and you're acknowledged as our best co-host of 2024.
Yeah, I can only play that card once, and I'm playing it right now because we are in the apocalypse. We are in Craven's podcast room for Everybody Loves Craven, and this like the walls have shag leopard print on it. It's like this. He probably fucks in here, doesn't he?
Yeah, I have a feeling he does.
Put the UV lights. No UV lights.
No black lights.
Yes. But just don't, actually, guys, speaking of which, I had a look around at this place and don't actually go into the black light room. And believe me, you'll be mortified if you go in there. Just saying.
I turned on the black light. It's not good.
My eyes have been soiled.
But indeed.
There was one time I was at a cosmic bowling party and I had just fucked and... You can totally tell because there's jizz spots on my jeans. You can see them from the black lights.
That's Colin.
And also joining us is the human personification of champions, Colin.
Look at that, guys. I'm on joint number, or I'm about to be on joint number two, and I'm ready to watch some sexy time shit at the strip club.
Indeed. And also, Colin, you have a guest joining us today.
Yeah, this is the newest person on Trash Panda Podcast. This is Michelle. Say hi.
Hi, Michelle.
Hi, Michelle.
Welcome to our strip club hideout.
A lot has happened that you're probably not aware of.
Yeah,
lot of shit happened, and I don't know because I don't really pay attention. I just watch the movie.
Honesty, right?
Yeah,
exactly.
My
exactly.
Pick next week, by the way, it's gonna blow your mind. By the way,
indeed. But before we get into our pick today, I have to make an acknowledgement. After last week's apocalyptic event, after our award show, we lost so many of our characters.
Yes.
I want to give them an acknowledgement right now. So I will say out all those because I've tallied up the numbers of those who died. And they are. We're going to say goodbye to Bob the Animal Wrangler or Doug the Animal Wrangler. He kept going back and forth between whichever name he was. Then we also lost poor Melody Lasser. Her melody will always live in our hearts forever. Then, of course, we have Father McTugger. He was not a pedophile, but he was a good priest tugboat. Then, of course, we
have comes out.
The Bronson Brothers.
R.I.P. the Bronson Brothers.
Yes,
they never did find Victor Crowley.
They never did, but I imagine they're shooting angels in heaven as we speak for taking their families. And also, 95% of the Stephanies died as well. And also J.R. Crockett, one of our original wrestling promoters, he died too. Dark Whip Dave.
Dark Whip Dave.
Yeah. Yes.
Then there was also... Then we also had Prudence, the not pervy ghost, even though she only turned up twice to annoy Toby, but she's now gone to ghost heaven. And also Tina, the ghost manager, who has also gone to ghost heaven.
Most of the ghosts won't come back.
Yes. And then Anastasia. Anastasia, I meant to say. Anastasia's alter ego. She is now gone.
Not the hot one.
Not the hot one. She has gone to the great FBI clouds in the sky. We still try to account for Brock and Betsy Carter. We don't know where they are. We don't know where they are. Exactly. We may have found
pieces of them.
Yeah.
Exactly. But also
that doesn't mean anything.
No. And also a farewell to Sherry Lulu, who I know she is waiting for Colin in the afterlife so she can rest in there even more so. So yes. Farewell to
ironically,
our characters.
The only one that wasn't killed by the actual robots.
Yes. Mm. So, farewell to our characters. And thank you, Sarah McLachlan, for coming to Champions to perform that song.
Yes, thank you.
And they will never become ghosts on this podcast. Yes,
indeed.
No.
They got killed multiple times to the point where they became like the ghosts in The Frighteners, where they died and just died for good. But anyways,
yes.
Now with that out of the way... Moving on with the show. Now, guys, this is our first official show for the year. So post best of, post award show. And as we always do for our very first episode of the year, we always like to do a special Patreon original film. So what we do is we put a poll out there on the Super Network Patreon and we ask our patrons to vote out of all the original Tubi movies that were released in 2024, which film should we do for the show? Now, we had six contenders of all different genres, and the ones that were on the poll were Spread, Continental Split, The Sin Turn, Prepare to Die, Clickbait Unfollowed, and the winner of the poll and the film we're going to be doing today, Secret Life of a Dominatrix.
Dude, I can't wait.
Since we're talking patron stuff, should we announce the new rules this year for the patrons?
What's the rule?
The creation of a very special kind of receptacle. Some would call it a dumpster.
Oh, yes. 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 Please explain it to our audience.
The shittiest movies they possibly can find. And make
with your guys' patron, so each member of the patron gets to pick a movie on this podcast, correct? So this season, they get to pick from the movies that we have all kind of curated into one master list of the movie dumpster, and those will be the movies that they could actually pick from for the patron picks.
Indeed, indeed.
All right.
So expect that for the show this year from our patrons. And I have a feeling our patrons will choose very well. But
yep.
We might as well.
And if you want to become a patron and want to pick the show, how can they do that, Pete?
Yes, what they need to do is go to patreon.com/thesupernetwork and sign up as little as $1 a month, and you'll get early access to all episodes of this show and also the other shows on the Super Network. And also you'll get the exclusive video versions of the To Be Tuesdays podcast. So you can sit here and watch the movie, and then you can see our reactions to the movie live, especially this one in particular. So we might as well get straight to it and lay down the ground rules as per usual. What you need to do, everyone, is look up Secret Life of a Dominatrix if it is playing on Tubi in your part of the world, but I have a pretty good feeling since it's an original, it will be. I will count down from five, and when I say go, that's when you play the movie, and then that way our audio commentary will be in sync with the film. However, Tubi is a free streaming service, so they do play ads on occasion. So if an ad does pop up, Bash will play this sound effect.
Oh, we're so sorry to hear about your brother that passed away. He gets five big booms. Boom! 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 Boom!
Oh yeah,
these characters.
Oh, actually, almost. Yes. I almost forgot, Sarah. I almost forgot one more person. Shaven, Craven's brother.
Yes. Yes.
He died too. Somehow, he died in that cave.
And we had to go back.
Yes, we had to go back because I almost forgot him. But yes, R.I.P. Shaven, Craven will miss
you. Yes, brother Shaven, he is no longer with us.
Yes. Anyways,
how are you guys liking my podcast room?
Yeah, it's great, Craven.
No comment.
But anyways,
enjoy yourselves. If you guys need a sexy auntie, I can get the one, or hunky uncle for you, Marcy.
Craven, let me do this first, and then you can tell us everything about Champions. Please.
Sorry to interrupt.
No, that's all right. And once the ad is finished, Batch will play the sound effect again. However, though, we'll also make sure to give a timestamp as well, so that way you stay in sync with us. However, though, if you're not interested in watching Secret Life of a Dominatrix, I can't say I blame you. I still reckon this will be a fun episode regardless. So, Marcy, Batch, Colin, Michelle, are you ready to see the movie version of Champions with Secret Life of a Dominatrix?
Let's do this.
Counting down in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go. Now, Craven, tell us more about Champions.
No, he's gone.
Oh,
he didn't want to interrupt us.
Oh, interesting.
He just wanted to talk about his brother Shaven. So.
Poor Shaven.
I'm sure he'll be back later on, so.
Oh, shit, I thought that was New Line for a second. I was like, no way!
I don't think for a Tubi original. Ooh, oh, sultry song.
Song! Oh!
Starting with a sexy Annie here.
Are we watching a James Bond film? What's going on?
About to say that.
Yeah, it's her secret life of being a fucking spy and punching people in the fucking throat.
Does this have anything to do with The Secret Life of a Call Girl, that TV show?
No. This is
what is that outfit?
That definitely is a Champions outfit, I reckon.
That is a Champions outfit.
Those look like all of Luisa's books.
So there's so many floors in Champions. Like, there's like 10 floors of this strip club. As you go up, it gets kind of kinkier as you go up.
Oh. Hey now. Oh.
Look at his titties.
Sexy. Look at those abs. Smut Peddler wrote this book?
Yeah, maybe she did.
Yeah, dude, I hope so.
What is going on?
This literally is Champions. I mean, it's the same decor and everything. I think Kraven should sue the makers of this movie.
This is going to be the greatest one all year. This is going to be the best one all year.
It's Daredevil. Oh, wait, that's not him.
What? They're going to do anal in this?
Cooking.
Oh.
The safe word is Raiders.
The safe word is Kingpin. No, the safe word is Vanessa.
Listen, slave.
The safe word is step.
Oh, get the fuck out. No. That's fucking hella ski. Of course she's got a fucking haircut like that.
She's got the bangs.
Yeah, good point.
Ugh.
What would be the best way to kill your husband?
Ooh. Oh.
Well, the best way to kill your husband
is to just antifreeze.
Wait, 100%. She looks familiar. Antifreeze.
Wait a second. Give me one second. I think I know who.
I know who that is.
Dude, let's go. I'm going to kill everybody with an ice pick. That's going to be my murder choice. Weapon of choice, bruh.
Oh, it is one of the stars from Terrifier.
I thought it was her. I just checked.
I am into. Wait, that one is?
No, the shaved head one.
Oh. Detailing the life of a very
powerful dominatrix. Oh.
She's going to take it from her life.
Okay, but how would we all kill our husbands if we had husbands to kill?
I have my wife and I love her very, very much. There, that's on audio. That's inadmissible in court.
Yes.
Listen, if I was going to kill any type of significant other, I would just do it. Just walk up to her. Just stab her right in her fucking heart.
Just not do it on Discord.
Black heart. Because it's black and evil. Like she.
No,
is.
The key to just get it, you don't even need to kill the husband. To get rid of the husband, you have a couple of kids. And you annoy him so much that he goes out to buy a pack of cigarettes and never comes back.
Yeah, but that's how you get strippers. That's how you create them. You just make a bunch of girls with daddy issues.
Well, Kraven's is hiring. Champions is hiring, so.
Yeah, and you just get a bunch of strippers. That's what you get. A bunch of porn stars, too.
They're just mentioning latex and leather. Anything about leather and lace.
Are you reading the captions in the wrong?
Yes. I'd much rather read
it. Oh, it's Louise's morning breakfast.
Ew.
What, wine?
Yes.
Yes.
But not red wine, though.
She might be rosé sad in the morning.
Well, yeah, I think she is rosé sad.
Oh, going to a sex club? Let's go.
We better go to
Chad!
A sex club.
They just mentioned Chad.
I'm sure he's here somewhere.
Is he alive?
Any characters that didn't die are in Champions. So yes. Again, there's 10 levels, so everybody can spread out.
I mean, look, I bought like 5 pornos off Chad yesterday.
And funnily enough, all of them were shot here at Champions.
And only 3 of them had Louise in it.
Oh, but he gave me Edward Penis Hands 1-3 on Laserdisc.
Nice.
So...
What, penis hands?
That's an actual movie.
Yes. It's a trilogy.
It's a trilogy. It's a real trilogy.
Yes.
You know what's really bothering me? That thing in her hair. It's really bothering me.
It looks like one of those, like, those twirling straws.
Oh, yeah. She's going to kill her husband with that.
Oh, yeah. It's the weapon.
It's stuck in the back of her head. She can't get it out.
Mm. Someone put bubble gum on it.
Kurt? Is that you? You ready to put that ball gag in your mouth?
He's waiting for his anal beads. And they have pictures of Bede's face on them.
Ew.
Ew.
Marcy, how could you say that?
You well, could look, totally I... have your own line of anal beads. You just call them anal beads.
Well, look, I don't want to alarm anybody, but I went to the top floor of this strip club and Craven's selling bead-faced anal beads.
Well, first of all, I didn't approve of this, and I'm going to have to... Well, I can't get Louis Lasser because he's defected over to What's AI that? Louise's side. Yeah. Damn you, no, Craven.
He's going to stab the air. It's going to be fine.
He'll cut you in. Oh my God, Chris. Hey, it's Seth Rollins.
Sorry, Anna.
It's when Seth Rollins eventually cuts his hair.
Up on the counter like that.
Hot girls.
Excuse me, I'm a hot girl and I don't do that.
Oh, they're watching a Lifetime movie.
You should.
I bet he wants a double whammy.
He's gonna dick.
Get one.
You know what a double whammy is?
What's that?
Do you want to know?
Yeah, yes. It's where that little... It's where that little like creature comes out and takes all your money on that game show.
No whammy, no whammy.
A double whammy is a double whammy. Well,
I know the entire. No, that's skiing. You're skiing. Like, that's what it is.
No, it's a double whammy.
No, it's yeah, hurt. It's like
I would never let a bitch do that.
Hadouken
ever.
Yes, that's just the right idea.
Hadouken.
Damn it, I was trying to make me do a spit take with my actions and nothing happened.
Then you get the car washer. Oh, you gotta go in and then
like magic fingers.
I'm a little bit of that you guys are doing all the actions when that's technically my job is to do actions on this show.
Oh, they're making out, they're about to get ball gagged. It's coming.
She's gonna get the strap on.
There we go.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, honey. Oh,
you gotta get that
I almost fucking died right there. Stop. Okay, I can tell you the entire scene right here. They're gonna have the plainest, janest sex ever. And she's gonna be like, you know what I heard at fucking book club today? That there's this book that we should read that... This guy, now she's thinking about it. Yeah, dude. This is just what she's thinking about.
Oh.
It's nothing what actually happened.
No, they're going to have the most boring sex ever.
That's what I'm saying.
Mm.
But you know what the guy is thinking right now?
Hey, freak show! You're going nowhere! I got you for 3 minutes! 3 minutes of free time!
And mind you...
I feel like this guy needs a sound effect.
You know what that reminded me of? You ever remember that scene in MacGruber where like MacGruber and his girlfriend like have look like they're having the most amazing sex, but they show the reality of it and he's just jackhammering and it just looks so boring and she looks unsatisfied.
His face is gonna give me nightmares.
That's the face I'm gonna see when I go to sleep tonight, and
I
I'm scared.
I do not ever want to see anybody making that face when we're having sex, because I can't.
Yeah, that wasn't
his vinegar strokes.
That wasn't even his O face. That was his
face.
She looked like she was really dry.
She probably was because he went right in there without doing anything.
No Vaseline, no lubricant,
and she's
nothing.
Probably sore because that hurts.
Yeah, dude. She's gonna seek her life as a dominatrix now.
Oh, she's going to that sex club.
She's just going to go to Champions.
Yeah. They got great
wings.
What's
the odds that we see her boobs in this movie?
Ooh, I don't know. 20%. She had a bra on through all 100%?
Yeah, 20%.
I have a feeling it's going to be a case like everyone else is probably going to show their boobs except her.
It's probably true.
She's going to do a Lindsay Lohan in I Know Who Killed Me, where she worked at a strip club and never took off her clothes at all.
That movie needs to be on Tubi because we have to do it.
Yes. Is that what this movie's like? Or is this like a Lifetime movie about her like finding her sexual experience because she went and did a couple things, bondage things, and got slapped in the face?
You know, the only Tubi originals that we've watched have been a family movie about saving the school or whatever. Apologies to Ryan Ebert because I forgot the plot of your movie.
Yes.
And whatever it's that Mary Fuck Kill was.
It was a supernatural horror movie.
Fucking horrible.
Yeah, and the best Tubi original, and this is where I will praise our friend of the show, Ryan Ebert, was Shark Side of the Moon.
Yes.
We want more movies like Shark Side of the Moon, Tubi.
And also with more Eric Roberts in them as well.
Yes.
We'll write one. Just give us some money, Tubi.
Look, I tried to reach out to someone who has a movie on Tubi that stars Eric Roberts if they wanted to join us on the show, but I don't think they replied.
Okay,
but
Tubi.
I'm trying.
On this if you've listened to this podcast, we've had a trial, we've had a red wedding, we've had an award ceremony that ended in the apocalypse. We could pull something off on Tubi.
Yes. Oh.
What's going on?
And it's got to be better than The Incredible Bulk.
She's gonna be like, oh, stranger, you want me to, you know, give you my jewelry?
I'll apologize.
Already on her knees. She's already ready to go.
I'll apologize for Mr. Jingles, but I won't apologize for any other movies. Mr. Jingles, I agree with.
We don't talk about Mr. Jingles.
Yeah, the Amazing Bulk was a lot better than that.
Oh no!
Oh, I thought it was going down.
Oh my gosh, Stephanie, you scared me as I was just about.
Oh, they're going to a sex party.
They're going to one.
Let's go to a sex party.
You know what? That's the stuff she bought for the sex party from Wild Secrets.
It can't be a key party.
If you want to get cheap deals on sex toys, go to Wild Secrets. I can't find my Wild Secrets necklace. I liked that thing.
I don't. My back hurts. But it's like right here. It's like all muscle.
It's all muscle.
It is all muscle. It's all tense.
Ew. Stop talking about your muscle dick, Colin.
Dude, I'll massage that muscle later. Oh.
Why does this...
You can't say shit like that on this podcast. We get beat. Leave that for Tubi.
It's
for fucking Trail Panda.
It was totally a reference to Gogurt. You're
unbelievable. Gogurt's so gross.
It's literally the name of the podcast.
Why does the best friend look like a young, like a Kathy Siegel? Fire and ice!
Who's Kathy Siegel?
Oh, Katie Siegel, sorry.
Katie Siegel.
That's what I meant.
Who's that?
Oh!
Kathy Siegel is Louise Lasser's
enemy. Is that what they look like at sex parties?
She's got like nipple pasties, so no titties properly.
What is the actress from Terrifier wearing on her head? It's like a diamond studded wig.
That's where the dick goes. Look, there's a fucking hole in her hair.
Okay, I've been to places and they do not take your phone. You usually put all your stuff in a locker. Just saying.
That's not safe. I'm not trying to fucking die at a sex party. 911, please.
I like how this hostess has alfalfa hair.
Yeah, I told you that's where a dick goes during the sex party.
Oh yeah, she's all glittery. I can see it now.
Ugh. Yeah, that's called a hair job. Which you gotta blow dry.
Okay, I ain't ever been to any club where this shit's going on.
There's welding.
Well, they are building another floor in Champions. Oh. So.
Oh, everyone's got nipple pasties on.
Yeah, this is going to be a new. This is going to be the dirtiest, no nudity movie.
Mm-hmm.
We can allow side boob, but we can't share nipple. Oh,
that's not a sex party unless you got a fucking slave going around.
Mm.
She's like, I love this. It's
just for the
so
record,
hot.
Parties like this are not like don't
look at
this
that
nice.
Dude in the middle. Oh my god,
he's getting down. He's feeling it.
This is the time he took a bunch of Molly. And he was like raving out, dude. He's so happy.
And I
this
would imagine
is the best night of my life.
Yeah. Dude.
And I would imagine there'd be like a lot of 60-year-old people at a place
Wait,
like
why
this.
Why is everyone dressed like really sexy and she's just in some lame cheerleader outfit?
She's welding herself.
Both, yeah.
She's literally welding herself.
That was one of the creatures from Meatball Machine Kodoku.
It was.
Yes.
She's welding her crotch. She's welding her crotch.
Imagine
that's
auditioning
three-time Tubi award-winning Meatball Machine Kodoku.
Yes.
That is hella tight.
Is this first aid night at Champions?
Yeah, it's Thursday through Sunday.
Oh.
I was on the wrong level on those days. Damn it! I got the sleazy floors.
What they do, just walk through and leave?
They're at the bar right now.
Oh.
Old lady? She was about your age. Oh my gosh, I met this really old lady. She creeped me out. She was a year older than me, and oh my gosh.
Oh my god, it's the Stephanies. What are you doing here?
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh, Stephanie, it's a Jessica. We hate you.
You Stephanies are skanks.
Well, you know,
Jessica's a horse.
Yeah, why don't you go Why don't you go back to your skanky leader, AI Louise, and leave us alone here at Champions?
You guys are losers.
Why is she dressed like a cheerleader?
She's dressed like a non-sexy cheerleader.
I mean, I'd hit it.
She's probably wearing her underwear.
Oh, she's totally wearing her underwear. She got kicked out of the Stephanies.
Oh my god, Stephanie, I'm a little upset. How am I supposed to get money now? The malls are all destroyed. How am I supposed to get a sexy cheerleader outfit for all the guys, all the hundreds of guys I'm supposed to have sex with?
Make sure it's a sexier outfit than whatever she's wearing.
Well, it's going to be. There's going to be tassels on it.
You're right. Red's fucking hot. Let's go. She's already got tassels.
For the record, that's not Craven right there.
Yep. She looks like Lana Del Rey.
This is the weirdest like movie that's trying to be sexy, but it's really not.
So in other words, it's a Tubi original movie.
Yeah.
The film takes
that's
a hard
the
turn.
That writes it. Is that the guy that writes
I think
movie?
So. Yes.
The film takes a hard turn in the last act, turns it into a religious movie.
That would be fucking incredible.
Have you heard about my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ?
That's why there's no nudity in this movie.
Probably, dude. It's a God movie. Now
you're going to find out that BDSM is against Jesus or some shit.
No, there he is right there. There's Jesus there.
Oh my God, Jesus is a submissive.
What?
I mean, he did peg around Mary Magdalene, just saying.
It is BDSM. Allegedly. You're nailing fucking nails in his hand and shit and his feet. It's fucking hardcore, dude. Like, you're nailing it all.
Pete, I know you're jealous of Slave Jesus over there.
I mean, he's got better hair than I do.
Jesus. Oh my god. You can't say that, Marcy. That's racist.
Okay.
Dude, talk about your own personal Jesus.
I am impressed. He's like prancing on his knees. Look at that.
Imagine having the IMDb of that guy.
But imagine being on your hands and knees in what's meant to be a sex club. You're going to get so much gunk on you.
So much jizz on the floor.
Mm-hmm. Look, if you go to a sex club, keep your shoes on because you do not know what you're going to step in.
Exactly.
Keep your shoes on.
Flip-flops.
Exactly.
Look how excited they are to be at this sex party, and then they got the dude in the background and the Speedo just like muffin topping everywhere. It's so tight. I love it.
And
that would be me in the back.
Nobody had sex at the sex club.
No, they didn't. Nobody got naked there either.
Yeah, she's about to fuck the shit out of Kurt.
Nobody pulled anybody at the sex club.
He's sleeping or something, and she's just like, listen.
No, he's having an affair.
No, surely. There's no way.
That with the sex they're having? Yes, he is.
Yeah, without going.
But it's not her, it's him.
It doesn't matter.
Are they is he fucking someone else? Let's see.
I hope so.
Well, he's not home, so maybe.
Sadly, jerking off.
Dab it.
Oh, he's stuck at work. Yeah, he's cheating.
Yep.
Oh, he's
working. Stuck at work, eh?
Yeah. He's stuck in some fucking secretary at work.
I was literally about to say the same thing, Colin. Do you know the most random thing I want to do? I want Bede to go to a sex club just because I think it'd be hilarious because he wouldn't know where to
look. Oh, shit.
Yes, this needs to happen.
That's a good...
Left turn, yeah.
Oh my gosh, she's a fucking nerd.
No, we don't do that anymore. Was she pregnant or not
that.
Pregnant?
We broke that rule now.
Line. What's the one line mean? Oh, it's negative.
It's still that's
negative, yeah.
No.
Yes.
Oh, thank God.
No.
For a living, one line's negative.
Yeah.
Bede, will you go to a sex club?
I've been to strip clubs. Does that count?
No, got to go to the sex club. You need to take your clothes off in front of strangers.
It doesn't count.
Let me just shave my entire body first and I'll go.
Bede, this is where you go, look, Manscaped, give us a nice deal because Bede has Manscaped. He's got three different Manscaped products. So yes. You could be very hairless for... a sex club now, Bede.
I have that shit.
And if he gets lucky, that's good. That's good PR for Manscaped.
Exactly. Right. We could document it. Oh my god, we can have Bede's adventures in sex clubs, a documentary.
Well, no,
that's the next. That's the next podcast. Sex club.
No, yes. Knowing my luck, I'll go to one and it'll all be like 60, 70 year olds.
So what? So
Bede, trust me, if you go to a sex club and some 70 year old ocelot wants to do you, it'll probably be the best sex you've ever had. But also,
experience.
You got to know where to go, where it's like every kind of age, so it doesn't feel weird.
Miracle.
Yeah, they're having hot sex now because she's going to those parties. Dinosaur sweater is the hardest fucking sweater ever. I need
you know. So, guys, if a dinosaur is at a sex club, does that mean it's a Dama T-Rex?
I'm going to say that one was shit.
I'll give you that one.
Fuck out of here. Yeah, thank you.
I get
it's the only Bede joke I like.
Here we go. Is she gonna pull out the sex toys and see what's up? Put a finger in his butt. Let's
Chad, see. I want to pull out my sex toys I got from Wild Secrets.
Oh no! Wait, chirping insects.
How do you want to do me? Oh,
that's so hot.
Why would you ruin the mood, you fucking dickhead?
Yeah, dude.
Just go with it.
Like, yeah, dude.
Exactly.
Shut up. Shut up. We're about to fuck. Leave your pee. Move those fucking. Yeah.
She should have got out her fucking handcuffs, tied him to the bed, and shown him a good time.
Just fucking move those panties to the side and missionary that shit all day.
Or just fucking kick him out the house because he doesn't know what he's doing.
You can't do that to your husband who provides for you. You just have to go and do shit.
Yeah, but he says he's at work, but we know he's fucking other people.
No, he's not. I'm going to say that he is not doing it.
Guarantee.
I'm going to say he's not fucking around.
Slowly.
You should totally listen to women who have experience here, Colin.
What do you want to bet? The bet is he gonna not around. Is he fucking around?
Yes, he is.
How much? $5. All right, deal. $5.
Colin, deal. When women have had the experience they've had, you should probably not doubt them when they say things.
Listen here. Listen. I've written Lifetime movies, okay?
I've been the other one. Well, there's that.
Yes, but I've written these types of movies, okay?
Get right, Slipping.
Yeah. I have too.
Oh, we're in a dungeon.
$20 is nothing's gonna be happening in this dungeon.
Yeah, nothing's going on.
I'm not gonna take that bet because you're very correct.
Did somebody say dungeon? Hello, everyone. It's me, Louise Lasser. Oh, hello.
Someone's pussy.
She's got her pants on.
He's an old man too. Good for him.
This looks like the dream I had last night.
Louise, that was real because we tied you up so you could shut up and let us get some sleep.
Well, first of all, honey, honeys, I've been in mourning. My dear beloved Cherry Lulu's gone.
Louise, we need to talk about the AI. What did you do?
I didn't do anything, honey. Believe me, I only just got...
Why did they start trying to kill all of us? Like, this was your AI. This was your idea. Like, what happened?
I don't know, guys. Like, oh, hello. Anyways, first of all, it wasn't my fault. Some reason, I think somebody sabotaged AI Louise and made her go evil and turned on the evil switch.
But you didn't give her recognition. She was so pissed. Like, you didn't listen to any of her ideas.
Look at the contrast between the two girls there.
Yeah. She looks like she just came from seminary.
Yeah, did she just come from fucking church? Like, what the fuck?
Well, speaking of that, well, guys, I'm about to overcome my mourning. Even though I lost my daughter and my other two sons, I have now gained myself a new child.
Oh no.
Oh, God damn it.
So, you know, I thought I'm going to take all their body parts and put them all together to create a new child. And I want to introduce you all to my new daughter, Frankenhooker Lassa.
Wow. It's running.
Hello there, honeys. Who wants to party with Frankenhooker?
I don't need a backseat smoker over here.
Right.
Oh my god, you OCD person.
Oh, honeys. Frankenhooker Lassa, she's a new pride of my life.
Where's my red
wine? What the fuck is going on now? We have new characters now? What the fuck?
It's a new year, new characters, Colin. Sometimes some startup.
This is Frankenhooker Lassa. Not all the rest of the group.
See this girl get naked. What is going on here?
Nobody's gonna get naked in this movie. I'm calling you right now.
What is that guy doing in the background? He's like lightly paddling someone, and it's not even their ass. Lord,
no, she looks like Beyonce from.
He's patting her back with a paddle.
There's someone in that cage.
Yeah, Foxy Cleopatra.
But anyways, though, I gotta get going because I gotta take Frankenhooker Lassa. I gotta stitch her up a little bit more because she's a little bit wobbly. And I think one of her
arms... Yeah, but nobody's giving me $20 for a BJ.
Well, we gotta get that organized, honey, because I know you really want to work at Champions, but we gotta perfect you first.
All right.
So we'll come back a little bit later, so I'll talk to you all later. Bye.
Wow. I mean, I have to admit, Frankenhooker Lassa, despite so many different body parts, and I'm assuming some of them from Brock and Betsy, like, she was kind of hot.
What?
The restraining order still follows, even though, because it's part of Cherry Lassa from college.
Yes. There might be a body part or two from Cherry Lulu in there.
Last week, I admitted that I brown out on the show every once in a while. So,
which show, Colin? Okay.
I told you last week on the award show that I don't remember most of 2024.
So I don't fucking remember watching this.
Yeah, dude.
What did we do with that movie?
Yeah. I didn't even know that I picked a movie that won an award.
We all picked movies that won awards.
Right, but I didn't even know that I picked Babe Watch. I thought Batch did.
About that movie. You talked about it.
Yeah, it was about titties. And yeah.
It was about titties.
And I didn't know that I picked the movie. Oh! I thought Batch picked
it. Fuck is happening?
She's getting fucking dominated by random strangers now.
No, I'm pretty sure someone just kidnapped her.
She's dogging in the parking lot.
She's right there. Yeah, she's just dreaming getting kidnapped. Boring. She's got a great fantasy.
Yeah, she's bored with her working from home life.
Struggle cuddles and shit.
Oh my gosh, mm-hmm. I better order something new from Wild Secrets because I got this nice necklace.
Oh my god, she looks so fucking awkward.
Look at that outfit.
She put that out. I would put it on TV.
I like how she wears the exact same outfit all the time.
That's hot. I'd fucking be like, all right, let's go to the sex dungeon.
It's very different. Yeah. The other one had metal chains.
I like that one though. She looks
in your face, Bead.
She needs that. She needs a scarf to go with it.
To choke her?
I'm already gonna put this movie up for consideration for best fashion. And hair.
It's not there yet. It's yeah. not like, there yet.
You're in a sex club. Why the fuck are you wearing a bra under your sexy dress with your freaking thing, whatever she's wearing?
I've never been, but I would assume the whole point of the sex club is to get your clothes off as quickly as possible.
Well, yeah.
I'm so high for gonna see in course.
You don't know the thrill of just being, you know, naked in front of like 100 people until you do it. And that means not wearing a fucking bra.
Yeah. Of course, my favorite one. You know which one it is, and you can hear on Trash Panda Podcast this week. Getting to know Colin. It's a good episode.
Plug your shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're allowed to plug our shit on the show now. Not just Bead.
Oh,
Trash Panda Podcast every Thursday. Yo, yo, yo. Are you ready, Domino? It's actually a really funny episode.
It is.
Go listen to it.
Really funny. Clear. I
actually want to do. And it was the first one using Zencastr, and Zencastr was a wonderful product, and I will push the shit out of that to anybody to use it. Very easy, very fucking awesome. Sounds like I wasn't even at my house.
Why is she wearing underwear that is, like, massive?
Hey, those are hot sometimes, okay?
You're in a sex club!
Listen, she doesn't know sex. She has very minimal spread my legs, move my panties.
I'm surprised she isn't fully clothed for this.
I'm about to be not fully clothed in this, and this is, like... Like, that's an okay outfit.
That's a sad bra.
It is very sad. She's
it feels
supposed to
very
be
safe for what they're doing.
Yeah, dude. I wear a better bra than that.
She's not even hitting her.
Mm-mm.
What am I, about a Z cup?
Yeah, I don't know. Let me see.
What am
You're
I
probably about a B cup, Colin.
No way. I'm not a B cup. I don't even have titties.
No. No
middies. No, Marcy, he's a B cup. I got
listen,
a B cup.
I've been working out for like 7 months, bro. I look good. I look cut. I got that dad bod and shit. It's so fucking hot. Let's go, bitch. I'm mad at you. I don't know how I thought that I can pick this. You think those titties are real? Yeah, they're real.
Can you bring in the next one? Wait. Are you kidding me?
They're real. Hella real.
Yeah.
Those are B cups.
Maybe
they're about bees. She's not going to get anywhere big in the dominatrix world with small itty bitty titties like that.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
I know, it was a joke.
Well, see, the fun toys aren't there.
Yeah, those are the best kind of toys.
Oh, you want to see one of my toys?
She's like, all right, listen, I need you to slap my ass with
this. Just for sharing.
I gotta fish it out.
It's actually a jewelry box.
How big is a jewelry box? It's
a normal one.
Huh. That's not bad.
It's big. It's got doors.
Commit. Commit.
Put my headphones on. She's got a tiny little one. I have a big one.
Ah.
So anyone naughty, you're going to get it. Just because it's got a love heart where I'd hit you doesn't mean shit.
Dude, this is the best worst movie we've ever seen on this podcast.
Why is the fucking phone ringing? She was just here.
There's not even a phone in the room. Why is she ringing
when we're watching
Spanky? He's about to wake up.
I'm not answering.
Hello, Louise.
Hello, hello, it's me, Leonardo DiCaprio.
What?
Hi, what? It's me, Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yeah, this doesn't look fun.
I'm ringing. I want to see if Sherry Lulu is there.
Sherry Lulu's dead.
Wait, what? My daughter died.
Yes, an elephant stomped on her, then smushed it like his paw down to make sure that she was like finished for some reason.
Do elephants have paws? Are they called paws?
I assume it's a paw. It's like a giant paw.
Elephant.
Did she die because she turned 25?
Maybe.
I think spite. I don't know.
Well, I'm a little.
I don't know. I don't know why Stampy killed her.
Wow, I'm a little sad about that. Oh, well, I guess I'm going to have to put my pain into my next movie and win an Oscar. Well, thanks for telling me, because also, is Louise around? Because I still think I'm a little scared because I don't want to have sex with anyone who's that old ever again.
She's not here right now.
Don't come near champions. There are like killer robots all around the place.
It's like a really bad melted grilled cheese.
Are they under 25, though?
Probably not.
All right,
she's gonna turn Dominatrix shit into songs. It's gonna be the title shit ever.
Anyways, I better get going. I'll talk to you all later. Bye.
I could have sworn that. I could have sworn that was Future Louise for a second.
No, 50 Shades of Grey is not on my reading list.
Really?
No, is it good?
Who's this guy?
Your book?
Oh.
The series. There's three.
Is she still imagining things?
I hope so. Maybe.
Definitely. This isn't even her husband.
It is her husband. No, but I'm telling you right now, they are not having an affair. That is not somebody different. That is her husband.
But he's not. No, that's not. He doesn't have a goatee.
Less attractive with his clothes on.
I don't know.
Oh,
she's just dreaming again.
It's just a rando.
Oh, she was dreaming with her girlfriends.
So basically, she's having
a bunch. Book club reading the same book again.
It's a series.
With the amount of dreams that this main character is doing, she's not a dominatrix. She's a dreaminatrix.
Yeah. Oh, God damn it, Bean.
Yeah, no, I gotta.
Did somebody say
give them all a dildo?
For Wild Secrets.
There we go.
Do you think she voted for Trump?
Yes.
They all did. All women in book clubs vote for Trump.
This is not exciting. She just gave them fucking jewelry.
Vanilla sex equals a Trump voter. Yes.
she gave them jewelry she bought on Timu with her sexy clothes.
Timu actually has some interesting sex toys.
Timu, dude, I saw that.
Wish does too. That's great. I was just looking the other day, and I'm like, "Why does this have sex?" I'm like, "Oh my god!"
Yeah, they have interesting.
Dude, I'll get a pocket pussy from that.
There's one that was like a key. I was like, "That's
kind of
cool."
A key?
Yeah.
You have to speak up. No one can hear you except for me.
I can hear.
I can hear Michelle.
Yeah, we can hear.
My loud mouth.
Yes.
I think it's in my cart.
Badge.
Yeah.
How much do you sell Shake for in Canada?
Well, 7 grams. 7 grams for like $30.
Oh, my those crickets chirping. Those crickets chirping was very loud.
Right, and I got pollen. You
know my crickets went away for the season. Dude, I'm telling you, they are not. He's not having an affair.
So $30 for around 7 grams.
Times hotter with glasses on.
We have like all different kinds of pre-built stuff.
She's a sexy nerd. I don't know how to deal with this.
Just go with it.
Ooh.
Yeah, but she's into BDSM. She's not that nerdy. Well, she's trying not to be.
What she needs to get into is she needs to get into BDSM.
What does BDSM entail, Bede?
Well, first of all, what you need to do is you get a Blu-ray and you whack a around on the bass with a Blu-ray.
What Blu-ray did you randomly grab?
Alien Romulus.
And then you get a
face hugger and just put it on their face.
Plop it.
Yeah, you just fucking smack her in the face with that DVD. Like, what? Tubi Tuesday, nothing. Swah! And then slap your dick in her face.
I don't know. I think that would have my attention. I'd be like, what the fuck just happened?
Yeah, yeah. And then you like fucking...
He wants BDSM and he's like, oh, let's call the doctor so you can go back on meds. What a fucking wanker.
Jesus is doing this to him.
So if you slap a woman across the face with a Blu-ray of porn, is that a sex crime?
Ooh.
Maybe.
Although,
do you want me to go grab a porno I have on DVD and slap my face with it and see how we feel about it?
Although, if you have a copy of Thanks Killing and you slap someone in the face with it, it is a turkey slap. Yeah, hissing.
What she needs is a...
Double chunk chocolate cookies!
And chicken bacon!
Look
at the
tentacle.
See, I don't understand. What is she wearing?
It's a regular shaped dick. You don't need a fucking pentacle.
It's funny though.
Like, what? Yeah,
don't talk about tentacles and porn. We're trying to get beat over his hentai addiction.
Oh, I'm sorry, dude. I'm sorry.
It's triggering for him. Problem, he's gonna want to go play all his hentai sex games.
Oh, this one's kind of cool.
So hey there, young fella. Did somebody cut play by clip from the show?
No.
Hello, it's me, Herbert.
No.
Is this a sex club? Could I come? Can I get a popsicle here?
I think everyone in there's too old for you, Herbert the pervert.
All right, I better get going. I'll talk to you later.
Oh, you get nothing. You're banned from champions. You're not allowed in here.
Dude, I'm telling you, the characters are popping today.
I love it.
Okay, I'm back.
Oh, Craven, there's somebody knocking at your door.
Dude, what's the dude from Led Zeppelin doing in that sex club?
That's Jesus.
Just one sec. One second, I got a leg grab. Hold on. I do have a leg grab.
Why is it bad?
That guy, yeah, it's like...
Hello, Craven, it's me, your brother, Chameleon.
No, my brother Shaman is dead.
No, it's your other brother Chameleon. I was the one who stole the show in your movie.
No, you're not my brother. I don't know what you're talking about. You're Nicolas Cage.
No, I'm Chameleon. I'm just acting like Nicolas Cage.
I don't believe you. Why are you here?
Well, because I know you're a mourning brother because we miss our brother Shaman, so that's why I'm here. Yes, so I'm here because as the Chameleon, I'm the master of disguise. Tell me who you want me to be and I can be anyone.
Be my dad, Russell Crowe.
All right, I'll be our dad, Russell Crowe. Hello, comrades, it's me, Russell Krotovich.
No, that's just you doing a voice.
But was that my husband, Russell Crowe?
Oh, no, it was only just me and stepmom Anastasia.
Does this make you also a stepson?
When did Mom Anastasia become my stepmom?
When there I married that. Russian Crow a few episodes ago.
Oh, okay. I was supposed to put
red booties on.
I'm your stepmama now.
I could also be...
It's getting weird.
And I could also
step,
be... Though.
Step so we can still bang.
Yes, the safe word is step, so we can make lots of porno in the Champions Club.
I'm also...
Put a black light on in here.
Yes, I could also... I could also be Colin as well. Here, I'm going to be in disguise. You won't be able to tell who is who. Now, listen, I'm watching the movie. Stop talking.
Wow. Was that Colin?
Did I say that? What the fuck? I didn't say anything to you like that.
I didn't say anything to you.
Dude, I'll fucking come to Australia and beat you up.
I live in America. America's the greatest country in the world.
This movie is bullshit, man. There's no boobs.
Dude, I'm getting kind of fucking pissed off. There's no titties or anything.
It's the cleanest, dirtiest movie I've ever seen.
Give me like 5 hours. I can make a much dirtier movie than this one.
I'm a little uncomfortable. She's whipping Jesus.
They're doing the Stations of the Cross. What's wrong with you?
Oh, hello.
What is he wearing?
Even he has pasties on.
He's got pasties on. Why?
This movie is dumb.
It is. Really
that we
dumb.
Saw male nipples at the start of this.
That's
movie.
Not how you run a sex club. Go to level 7. That's a sex club, man. Yeah,
this is the worst sex club ever.
Yeah, she's closed.
Hello, it's me, Craven. I'm the number one. I own the Savage Land.
Well, I've had some. That sounded like Craven, but he doesn't say that usually.
I think that Louise is the number one greatest person of all time.
That definitely doesn't sound like Craven.
How dare you!
Come here, hey, Nicolas Cage, come here.
It's Chameleon, your brother.
Come here. I got to tell you something. Come close. Come close.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're just saying.
Can you tell?
I can't wait until Sunday.
I'll disguise as your fart. Anyways, I better get going because I gotta go do more disguises off Timu. So I'll talk to you all later. Bye.
Can I nominate Craven about farting on Chameleon, telling him to go away for best moment on the show?
He's got a rabbit mask on.
We need to have a list so we can add all the awards contestants.
This is horrible.
I'll work on it this weekend.
Marcy, it's been a while since we've said this on this podcast. Hey, movie, do something.
I didn't notice
do
that.
Do something. What is happening? I blame this movie for this movie.
Oh. It's a whip dildo.
I was about to say it's a whip dildo.
Oh.
Nothing's been stuck anywhere in this movie.
And I thought they were going to use a strap on to the slave Jesus guy.
Those are for your feet.
Yeah, the fucking shit, the weird shaped ones. Yeah.
Okay, so. Wait, is this the Sopranos music?
It kind of is!
Is it? Hold on.
Just kind adding of notes.
Kind of.
Your husband's gonna come home and he's gonna be like, I already did that with my other.
No, he's coming home and he's gonna be like, listen, we're gonna have to put you in a mental hospital.
I'm calling it right now. I just figured out the ending of this movie. She's going to be at the club. She's going to get her freak on, and then her husband's going to be there.
He's there, yep.
Ooh.
Sultry music.
Fucking M. Night.
Whoa.
That's the hottest she's look all movie.
If he walks away from that, he's fucking gay. Like, sorry, bro.
You know what she's going to be soon? She's going to be a cock-sucking cowboy.
Whoa!
That was a good one, too.
That was actually a good one, B.
That was a good one.
Or in this case, cocksucking cowgirl. So.
Oh, yeah, Beef gets one of those.
Yeah. I get a life, yes.
You're so smart.
Like if he's not into it, he could just out-dom her, and then it'd still be hot.
Yeah, and he can wear the hat and everything.
He is, like, not into her at all.
I'm telling you, he's still not sleeping around. He's too fucking Christian for that. He's
living a double life right now.
He's too Christian for that.
He has a double life.
Weird. Nope.
You think it's weird. I appreciate
the effort, but Kurt, the effort isn't just for you. It's for us.
He does.
This movie is so not sexy that Toby hasn't even been here yet.
Toby didn't even want to watch this movie.
Yeah. You can say that word.
He has his wife on a pussy pedestal, and then he has his side chick.
He doesn't have a side chick.
Dude, he's got a side chick.
What if it's a guy? It might be a guy.
Maybe it is a guy.
Could totally be a guy.
There's nothing wrong with him having a guy.
I'm just saying he has a side something.
But he's turning himself away from that. He obviously has another something guy. It's probably a guy. I don't think it's another girl. Those are bets still.
Did somebody say side chick? Hello, everyone.
Toby!
Yes, I've been summoned.
Yeah, do I lose it?
Yes, like, this movie isn't very sexy, is it?
Well, I'm actually here because I'm actually this guy's side chick.
There's the resentment. There you go.
Oh, okay.
Side chick.
Yes. I mean, listen. As my best friend Colin would say, you know, ever since Ninja Terminator 2B got taken by AI Louise, like...
Yeah, we should find out where he is, because she kind of kidnapped him.
Yeah.
Yes, and,
Willingly.
And Louise and I are a bit sad because, well, we don't have a third partner, so I had to bring one of my side guys over to here so he
could... Oh, God, who was it?
This guy.
Oh, that guy. For what I did, you're right. I owe you $5.
Oh, she's gonna cry. I can't.
Hold on. Let's see. Let's make it official. What do you do? Oh, what he did for denying it. See,
there you go. Look, he made her cry. There's a
wait. Did he admit he cheated? Is that what happened?
No, there's no cheat. He hasn't cheated yet.
Wow.
He ruined the mood. Yeah.
Wait, who's the other guy?
They're whining about that. That's because they want to be.
It's me.
Well, they could tap that too and have a breeder king. That's a whole thing.
Well, anyways, though, I'm going to get back to redecorating one of the upstairs levels of Champions because Craven wants me to, like, put a new paint job on it with my ectoplasm. So I'll talk to you all later. Bye.
Yeah, I like that, Kurt. That's what I need.
Over here, like, that looks amazing.
Yeah, I need someone to, like, make a ball gag, like go up and down on my fucking back right now.
Craven, do you want me to? Craven, do you want me to do this more?
Oh.
Yeah, 4 score and 7 years ago. The bitch slapped my ass. He looks like Abraham Lincoln. Look, he has a beard and shit.
Dude, he looks like Dude, Abraham Lincoln. Fucking name?
Dude in the batch. Was that you in the background?
No, it's Abraham Lincoln.
No. Yes. Allegedly.
Is this going to be a season where all the people, us, are going to be in the movies?
Oh, he's at the sex club.
He followed her to the sex club.
Oh, he's at the sex club.
Oh! Told you, stupid bitch!
Oh, my God. You were right, Batch.
Called it.
Oh!
The professor.
And you fucking called it. We all called it. Colin, you're blind.
All right. So she's got something here that's pretty racist.
So if you pay attention, I've noticed everyone that I have noticed that is like a black person is wearing orange. A shade of orange.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is kind of racist, isn't it?
Hella racist.
Not real sure who designed their costumes, but
I'm assuming a white person.
Yeah.
Why is she so upset because she's been here like several times without him?
I
But he did it first. Oh my gosh.
Okay.
Yeah, but he was like a regular client for a dom, and he made her, like, when she suggested it, he's like, go back on your meds. So he's a fucking wanker. Okay, yeah. Mm.
Fuck that.
I mean,
thing.
That's how I'm interpreting this guy's behavior.
Yes.
It doesn't matter that that's exactly it. It's the kink. It's not with her. Her feelings are hurt.
Is it like that?
That's how it works.
How Armie Hammer tried to defend himself by saying that he didn't want to do the naughty things with his wife.
Yes. He doesn't
come to the orange thing.
Oh!
It comes to dominate. Oh!
Oh!
I told you! There you go. He could have out-dommed her.
Yep. Ugh.
That would have been hot.
Well, now she's all fucked up. Yeah,
it's okay. He's going to break her, okay?
That makes what I just said even more true, because he's the dom.
He's going to turn her into a sub, and then he's going to fuck her rolled up, and she's going to be happy. And he's going to be happy, and there you go.
And then they'll have their baby.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because they're going to have a breeder's cake.
Oh, my God. We're not even halfway through this movie. I thought we were almost over.
And now it's going to become a religious movie, right? Like 5 minutes.
There's only like 20 minutes left.
They're going to have a baby, it's going to be a boy, and it's going to be named Dom.
That was a good one.
Perfect.
And the baby's going to be like, family.
It just looks like Vin Diesel for some reason.
I love those movies.
And then you'll get to see her titties, because she'll be a mom.
Oh, I doubt it.
Yeah, well, we're not seeing titty in this movie.
This is the cleanest, dirtiest, like, cleanest, sexy movie ever. Like, what is this? And most importantly, why are most of us paying attention to it?
Yes.
Oh, God damn it.
Why does the phone ring or someone show up when we're in the sexy club?
I answered the last one.
Fine. Hello?
Hello, everyone. It's me, Future the Ways.
Oh, God damn it.
Oh, look, it's Patch. Oh, I see an ass.
Yeah. Most skin we've seen in this movie.
What is this?
What is happening now?
I just came at the right moment.
I'd say you came at the wrong moment, pretend Future Louise, if that is your real name.
Oh, no, I'm actually real Future Louise. I'm calling from the future because I gotta tell you guys, I gotta let you know, I know a way you can defeat AI Louise.
Oh, do tell. How do we do that?
Well, I can't tell you, because if I do tell you, that means it won't happen, so you're gonna have to figure it out for yourselves.
Then why did you bring us?
So in your timeline, have we beaten AI Louise?
Yes, in that timeline. I don't want to... Yes, Colin. Yes.
Okay. So she turned an entire room into this BDS MD room or whatever the fuck.
Yes, MD.
I'm high, okay?
Yeah, she's literally making like BDSM jewelry as her brand.
To do with it, yet he's dominating the shit out of girls in the dom.
Yes, yes.
You know what this is? This is the origin story of Wild Secrets.
Maybe. They do sell jewelry.
Yes, but anyways, though, I can't stay on the phone for too long. I just gotta let you know. I will make sure to give you the little clues you need to figure out. Let's just say, on the next episode, you gotta watch something involving blood sucking.
Oh.
Louise, are you just being a tease like this movie obviously is?
I mean, that is true, honey, but you know, I don't want to wreck the timeline. Because if I give too much information, then you won't be able to beat AI Louise.
Alright.
But I gotta get going, so I'll talk to you all later. Bye.
Well, I was not expecting Future Louise to come back.
I'm like, what's going on? She has that glow.
Why are they still reading the same fucking book?
Why are they drinking lemonade?
It was Louise doing a bit.
It's
I guess
she why is she suddenly back with her husband?
What's that new highlighter you're using?
Oh, it's
come.
Yeah, it's come.
No woman in this movie is going to say,
look at my tits! Look nope.
at That's my baby girl. Don't mess with my baby girl.
Absolutely not.
I love her.
So in the span of like a day or whatever the time frame of this, she set up a whole new business for her fucking BDSM jewelry.
Yes.
And somehow made up with her husband, which we didn't even see.
No, they didn't make up. They didn't make up yet. They don't know. She doesn't know that he's cheating on her.
The problem is there's not another hot guy that she's doing this BDSM stuff with. That's what's missing from this movie.
Venomous Vows. Did you see that book? Meg Ooh. Becker wrote that.
I'm curious. Are you in a cult or something? Do you need to be rescued?
Oh, she's wearing double denim. She's wearing a Canadian tuxedo.
And they're drinking red wine.
That's not denim.
Not a soul. Denim.
Swear. That's not denim. Oh, my mom has those chairs, though.
Where on Jane Austen's book club?
Out in her backyard. In her fire pit.
Okay. Here she goes. Remember that sex club we went to? Hide and seek? Yeah, of course. I've been going there ever since. Like, a lot. Wait, how are you getting Kurt to go? I thought he was like a devout missionary only kind of guy.
Oh!
Yeah, if I'm lucky. Kurt and I's sex life is basically flatlined. At this point,
she could say that again.
Wait a second. Wait. Hold up.
She had an affair.
She, yeah, I was gonna say, she just said, are you having an affair again?
Can you blame her when the guy can't fuck her and then goes and like dominates people at the club?
Why is she all shocked about it? Didn't she go with her?
Yes.
Yeah, but why did she think she was a cheerleader in the first one, remember?
Yeah. But like, why didn't they question why she's making BDSM jewelry?
They probably don't realize what that is.
Don't know what the handcuffs signify. They probably think they support law enforcement.
Bible study.
Oh my gosh, Stephanie, what does BDSM meant? I thought that meant like bags, shoes, matching outfits, and also stuff.
It means dick too.
Oh wait, someone's really killing people at this club?
Well, this was thrown in there. I know they showed one girl get kidnapped.
It looked like God, she was daydreaming. What the fuck is this movie?
And that's how this is going to become a religious movie now.
Oh.
I still think that's totally going to happen.
Oh, there's Jesus again.
I mean, Jesus is Jesus. This movie.
It's Jesus who's doing it.
Oh, she's going to get killed.
Yeah.
And look, she's still wearing yellow.
And it'll be the husband that's the killer.
Racism.
Oh my god, the husband being the killer, yes!
Wait, there's a killer in this movie?
We're gonna be so sad.
Yes.
Yes, we discovered there's a killer in this movie.
Pussy.
I like there's like wings there on the table.
Yeah, where's our wings? Like, we ordered them from
Is she gonna get killed? Is there a killer in this movie?
Yes!
Oh, there Don't is. Worry.
There is? What the out. Fuck?
Why does it have to be? This movie's racist. Officially racist. Okay?
Yep.
If somebody gets killed in this movie and it's her.
Yep.
It's racist.
It's very racist.
And she's progressive. The only one that gets killed.
Well, to be fair, she wasn't the first person to be killed.
Yeah, but we didn't see someone get killed. They got like taken.
Oh,
like that.
Oh yeah, that's definitely her husband.
She already turned on. There's no way. I'd be like, never mind.
Choke me harder, daddy. I mean, what?
Yeah, choke me harder.
since you threw away your vape. So honestly, this would be a favorite to all of us.
I don't know if it's just me being observational, but Jesus looks very small.
Yes, I said that earlier.
Like 3,000 years ago, people were a lot shorter.
Yeah, that's all.
And somehow, Marcy, Jesus is still taller than you.
Everybody's taller than me.
Shit. You can't say shit like that, Bede.
I can. I'm sizes. What can I say?
He is.
The black girl got killed.
Oh my gosh, we found a boot!
Where's the foot?
That's how Louise assembled Frankenhooker Lassa.
Yes! Is this how Louise got Frankenhooker Lassa together?
Yeah, she followed. Yes. She just took all the body parts from the killed, like, dominatrix.
Yeah, that's gonna be pretty racist.
Killed her.
Is she hella dead?
Dude, it's gotta be the husband. All this bullshit with this husband being a dickhead. That's it.
You know I didn't even know there was a killer in this movie.
We didn't either. We thought she was dreaming.
Oh no!
Oh, it's look, her sub is a paramedic.
You know what? I'm gonna call it. It's him. He's the killer. I'm gonna call it.
Oh. Ooh, yeah.
Maybe that's what he's into because he's a paramedic.
Yeah. Kill people and come and pick them up and revive them.
Yes. Or maybe him and the husband are in this weird BDSM gay relationship and they both murder women.
Really sorry. Bede puts the bead in BDSM.
Yes,
he does.
You're like, bitch, it's okay.
I love the fact
that... Yeah, I'll choke you out. It's
I'll
fine.
I'll choke you. It's fine. I know how to revive you.
Yeah.
I love the fact compared to the now Tubi movie last year, Marry, Fuck, Kill, we're more invested in this one.
That movie was boring as fuck. This one doesn't know what the fuck it's doing.
But we're invested, and that's the important thing.
Still haven't seen titties.
He has.
The biggest bush I've seen in this movie is this dude's eyebrows.
Eyebrows?
Hey, I got bushy eyebrows. Get the fuck back.
I do too.
I was going to say, he looks like he's got eyebrows like you, Bede.
I mean, he does. But at least I trim mine.
In Australia? Do you guys do bush there? Is that like a thing?
Yes.
Or is it bald pity?
What? I'm so confused.
Do you shave your vagina and your penis area?
Hair-free?
Yeah.
Well, considering I'm Italian and already have excess body hair, I shave that stuff off. Everything. Okay.
Dude, I manscape like no one's business. I'm Italian as fuck.
I got my arms with laser hair removal, but I shouldn't have got tattoos and done that first.
What laser
hair?
Yeah, so bad.
And I can't wax it because I'm allergic to wax.
Hey, another theory? Okay.
Oh, geez.
I'm still going with the paramedic. But what if it's her? That's who the guy was. It could throw us off thinking we think it's a man doing it, but it's actually a woman doing it.
Nah, it's a man.
Oh, wait. She fucked her friend's brother. That's who he is, that guy.
Oh.
That's that girl's brother.
The girl that he killed just now is really tall.
Yep. I'm convinced she's the killer. She has motivation.
Why?
Because her husband's fucking other bitches, and that was her that he was fucking, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, that was his submissive
her?
That died. Yeah.
The main girl? You think that's her killing everybody?
Or it could be her. Girl. Maybe she has a secret love interest in her.
No, the person she had an affair with is her friend's brother.
For the banger. The bangs girl. Her.
Her? The Terrifier girl?
We'll see. Hold on.
It's not her. She was in the club.
I don't know. Was she?
Yeah. I don't know. This room, you don't even know.
See, trust me. You know, if Eric Roberts was here, he would have solved the case.
Oh, fuck. Either that or he would have been the killer.
All that too. You broke the Jane Austen book club, lady.
So what's happened is the main girl slept with her brother and that ruined the marriage when she was like, they were having an affair with each other. And she just found out.
Yeah.
I think it's the paramedic guy. I don't know.
Might be the paramedic. It wouldn't surprise me because the paramedic looked very chummy. And of course, we saw him earlier with the whole blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
Polybox.
It's not him. It's not her.
This movie doesn't reveal a killer at all.
No. I hope not.
It just ends with take Jesus into your hearts.
No, it's gonna be called Tit Pigs.
Disappointed. Yeah, disappointed in love.
You didn't play the sound, Marcy, so I'm considering it a win for me.
Oh, sure, I can't be bothered. I am weirdly invested in this movie, and I don't even think it's very good.
Now he's gonna cry.
No,
she's gonna cry. He's like, I hid that from you. I didn't want to do it.
Wait, is he pretending he doesn't know?
He didn't know anybody that name.
Oh.
What if the meds that she's on after having the miscarriage or whatever?
She had a miscarriage?
Weren't they like trying to have a baby or something? And yeah, she had like a million.
Oh, poor baby. Now, but at least baby Boobalini has a new friend now.
Baby Boobalini will be friends with all the ghost aborted fetuses or miscarriage fetuses.
Yes.
If they're a fetus. I don't fucking know right now.
I can't say anything. There was a lawsuit, so.
Yeah. I'm not allowed to say anything anymore.
Yes. No. Poor Colin.
Wait, so all this time, he didn't know that she saw him in the club and they've not discussed it? What the fuck?
Yeah. It's because
he's denying it.
Of course he is.
Does he have like a secret twin brother?
It's gonna be the same twist as the Prestige.
She looks like she's the killer. She's got her hair all messed up. She got sex hair.
I think she's got her friend was murdered hair.
Red Light Ripper.
The Red Light Ripper.
Hell yeah.
That's what the killer's name is.
Let's go, baby. I'm so invested now.
I know.
I'll console you.
Not long
with a
left
whip.
Either. Look, if you don't behave, I've got the crop and I'll smack you with it.
Uh-oh, Mr.
Yeah,
Marcy.
We obviously don't give a fuck about
Mistress Marcy is going to start spanking these bad fucking movies.
Stab him.
Do something, movie.
Yeah, come on. This is too much hugging.
Is it going to be like every other movie where it's like, what the fuck is this? And then it's just got a weird ending.
I guess.
Now he's going to beat the shit out of her in a good way.
I don't know. Does murder rekindle their marriage?
Oh, maybe.
Instead of, like, you know, spicing it up sexually.
Yeah, they're going to spice it up.
Listen. Oh, he's going to actually do something.
He's going to out-dom her.
She's going to bring out that dildo whip.
He's fucking died.
Oh, my God. I didn't even fucking realize that. His fucking girl died.
Yeah,
and he was denying that he knew who she was.
Killed her. On to the next.
Mm.
She killed her.
You know what? I think it could be the main girl. Think about it. If her, you know, his submissive died, so why not she be the main girl and take out the competition?
Oh.
Ooh.
It's a much better movie than this movie.
Whoa.
She's like, yeah, yeah.
It's really sexy when they don't get naked to have sex.
Yeah, that's why you gotta.
I don't know if you said it or got said it. I thought you were talking about. So, like, you meant like fish hook. Like,
yeah,
I thought you meant anal hook. Like,
oh no! Oh, no. Oh.
Ew. Oh,
Colin loves his anal hooking.
No.
Oh, breathing heavily.
Something's he's striking her for real.
He's soft. He didn't like it.
He's into actual hurting people.
Yeah.
It's a different...
You know, there's ways to choke people and not kill them.
No, you want to try and kill them. It's fine.
Look, if you want to fuck a dead body, then maybe that's how you do it. I don't know.
They're still warm after a while.
Sorry, I just thought of a really wrong joke, and I don't want to even say it out loud.
What about watching Necromantic on this podcast?
You already brought it up. Just say it.
All right. You know what? I might as well. I'm going to get a lot of hate for this. Okay, let me just phrase it in a way that it is funny. Okay.
Oh.
What do you call a dead body who has a climax?
Oh, what?
A morgasm.
I thought you were going to say something like real bad, dude. That was like nothing. Yeah.
Look how packed. Look how his 8-pack.
This is too much.
He's making me feel very inadequate right now.
I like how the lingerie is covering up her fucking.
Oh!
Lightning bolt.
Yes, Dominus. It's a Dominus Rex.
He wishes.
Yes, Dominus. What is with this?
He's gonna beat the shit out of her.
He's gonna murder her.
I know, in the good way. It's gonna be awesome.
I didn't realize that was the good way to murder people.
All my aggression out.
Yeah, the good way to murder someone. Wishes
today. Beats the shit out of her. She's so wet.
Oh.
Oh my god. Is she the killer? Or is it him?
Oh, was the ambulance guy the cop? I can't remember.
I don't know. I thought he was a paramedic.
She slept with the paramedic. She was the one that he was the one that she had the affair with. And he's killing everybody, I think. Not just anyone, but I did. We're so quiet. We're so into it.
I'm trying to read.
I just want this movie to do something fucking interesting.
I'm waiting for him to try and murder her.
He's gonna hate fuck her.
Oh.
That's the best. Fuck me like you hate me, kiss me like you love me.
Yeah.
Oh, that's one of the jewelry she had.
Yeah, he's the killer. It was very obvious.
Nah. Oh, yeah, he is.
I hate when they mix emotions.
Yeah, but it should have been the ambulance driver.
No, she might go back to him after.
I hope she says his name. The EMS guy.
I think those little tiny little handcuffs will fit around his dick because his dick's small. That's why he's so angry.
There's a South Park episode about that. I thought you were going to say the handcuffs were so small because they would fit me if I had to get arrested.
I mean, they could. Let's get some ice for that 8-pack he's got.
Dude, he does have a fucking 8-pack. What the hell?
He got ripped for this role.
It's like ripped up into his like chest.
There's no body fat in this dude.
Yeah, that's too much. Is it makeup? You think?
But he looks like a Temu version of like 20 different actors. Whoa!
He's the male version of Wicked Hooker.
Wait, why did
she like
it? Hold it again.
Wipe out.
She loves it.
Wipe out. Now she's tied to the bed.
Yeah, after he broke her fucking orbital bone.
Had to go digging. You couldn't just let me have my thing.
Well, I didn't. She didn't know about your thing, dammit.
I wanted to keep my work and my love life separate.
Yeah, but you murdered people.
Mother.
Why did he stop murdering people?
Daddy issues were bad.
Yeah, mommy issues are worse.
We were going to have kids.
Whoa.
Oh, he's one of those forced breeder people.
Hmm.
You know, if you want children so bad, go and fucking adopt one.
They could just kill together. What's wrong?
They could be like the couple in Once Upon a Time at Christmas.
Yeah.
Eric Roberts, save me!
Where's the ball gag?
Listen. Yeah. This
no ball gag.
Like, where is it?
Yeah. This is just all his kink, by the way. This has nothing to do with him being the killer. He's just doing a scene right now. He's just getting his rocks off right now.
Yeah.
Oh, that would be a good. That'd be a twist too. Like it's all just an act.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh.
Here's the thing, girl.
I thought she hated her.
Uh-oh. She's dead.
Fuck her, too. There you go. Skull fuck right now.
Oh!
Jeez.
Yeah.
Ooh, that was... I don't doubt this guy would skull fuck them, either. He's so creepy.
I love how they, like, get knocked out with one punch.
Movie logic.
She low-key likes it.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, I told you.
Oh!
Oh,
I would have hurt her head.
Tie him up.
Yeah, exactly.
Who cares about the whip?
She's using the whip.
Get the dildo whip and shove it up his bum.
Yes. Skull fuck him with that.
Yes. Oh. Burn him in the fireplace.
Yes. She loves it, dude. She's so wet right now.
Oh, here we go.
Oh.
Tie that bitch up.
Yeah, right? This is like fucking...
Some wrestling.
Yeah. It's strap match.
Yes.
Oh, she's choking the shit out of
him. Oh, she's going to hang him.
Oh.
Hell yeah, dude.
That is...
Okay, this is a good ending.
Yes.
She's erotic asphyxiating his ass.
Yeah.
Nothing happens the entire movie and then this.
And then this. It always happens.
It's Michael Hutchinson.
R.I.P.
And then she realizes, oh, this was meant to be an act. He didn't want to die.
Yeah, oops.
No, she realized he's on the edge of the bed, so he could have just put his legs on there to stop that. But movie logic.
She went too hard on his kink. And killed his ass. He's gonna pop back up.
And this is gonna be an episode of Law and Order SVU next week.
Ba-bom.
I'm pretty sure there was an episode where they found someone like hanging with the autoerotic asphyxiation.
I mean, I would be surprised.
Turn on Law and Order and go to sleep. G is dead.
No, he's dead. She just got punched.
No, he's coming back to life for his final kill. You all right there?
Let's make out.
It's not that kind of movie.
It's supposed to be that kind of movie.
Yeah.
It's too clean for that.
I always loved you.
Yeah. Let's scissor.
Scissor me, daddy ass. R.I.P. the acclaimed.
Mm. Yeah.
See, she's liking it, dude. She's all loving the hug.
You were right, May. There is more than one way to kill your husband.
It was a book all along. Fuck you, movie.
Fuck you.
Just like he did to all those unsuspecting women. I've been saying he deserved it since book one. Well, she was cheating on him, too.
So it was all a story this entire time.
Yeah. Didn't someone say that before?
Now the movie's commenting on itself.
Okay, so I'm pissed off.
Somebody else, just saying. Yeah.
No, I lost. I won that bet. This was all that real life.
He was fucking somebody else.
No, he was not fucking somebody else. In the book, he was. Not in this movie.
I still don't understand this movie. What just happened?
She wrote the book series, and it was
welcome to Tubi Tuesday. That's what we say every episode.
Yep.
Yep.
Also, this other, are we gonna read the book where I get killed by Art the Cloud? I don't really think it's about what
happened. I think it's about how it made us. Yeah, it was about the book.
It's about the book clubs we make along the way.
Exactly.
Yeah, it was the book. It was the story of the book, and they were talking about book club just with
orange.
The
orange.
Yep, she's still with the orange and yellow.
Racism.
Definitely
not.
What the fuck was this?
Bullshit.
What the fuck was this movie? Coming up next on Tubi.
Rod Boy Rod.
This is your fault, Bead. You picked this. You put this on the poll. You did this to us.
Listen.
But why is Tubi recommending
I know that one.
Miss Spider's Sunny Pet Kids as the next movie to watch after this?
I love that.
It's 50 minutes. It could be a double feature episode.
It's so random.
Oh my God.
Anyways,
damn, Tubi, what did you do to your servers? This is nothing that we would watch.
Nothing. It's like, did you like Secret Life of a Dominatrix? Well, Samurai Rebellion is clearly the movie for you.
Well, this is, it's the AI revolution. It's the AI Louise is doing this to us.
Yeah,
indeed.
Well, that's the end of this episode.
Yes, so... That was the end of our very first official episode of Tubi Tuesdays for the show.
25.
Yes. And thank you, Marcy, Batch, and Colin for always being very awesome co-hosts. And thank you, Michelle, for joining in on the madness as well.
Thanks for letting me come.
You can come whenever you like.
That's right.
Yes. Indeed, indeed. Everyone's allowed to come anytime they like on this show. Especially Tubi, he just did it just there. But anyways, but before we wrap up the show today, Marcy, where can people find you and the show on the internet this week?
I just want to point out, we watched this entire movie and we got zero ads and it was too original. You can find us at supermarcy.com. You can join the Patreon at patreon.com/thesupernetwork. And you can find all the Tubi Tuesday related links at the link tree, which is linktr.ee/thetubitusdayspodcast. And if you want to check me out, I am probably mostly now on Blue Sky under Super Marcy. And I can't remember anything else.
And Batch, where can people find you on the internet this week?
You can find me on Webtales, the Spider-Man podcast, part of the Pop4D network, where we recap classic issues of The Amazing Spider-Man from the beginning to present day. Follow me on Pop4D on Facebook and on X and Blue Sky and Threads at BatchPop4D.
And Colin, where can people find you on the internet this week?
Trash Panda podcast every Thursday.
Nice. And Michelle, just to ask, where can people find you on the internet this week?
Trash Panda podcast.
Nice. And if people want to find me out there on the internet, you can follow me on Twitter and Blue Sky and Letterboxd under B Jermaine. You can also find all my work at supermarcy.com and listen to my solo podcast, Bead vs. the Living Dead, and all the other little podcasts on its little network on all podcast streamers everywhere. So,
many podcasts that Bead does.
Yes. Indeed. And, that is a wrap for this week's episode of the Tubi Tuesdays podcast, and we'll see you all next Tuesday for Colin's pick. See you, everybody. Bye.
Bye-bye.
If you're not bored, why are you so distracted? I was just thinking about the book, The Dominatrix. Her life is so exciting. I just wish I had more of that.
You say that you want more excitement in your life. Why don't you go get some?
If you ever want to learn what a dominatrix really does.
Thank you. I'll think about it.
Why haven't we been hanging out?
I'll tell you why I've been so busy. But you cannot tell anyone else.
Baby, I'm home.
Come here, I want to show you something.
Baby, you in here?
This is just so weird.
I just feel like I'm losing you slowly.
You know you can't go back. I mean, they're saying he's targeting those clubs. I mean, they're freaking calling him the Red Light Ripper.
You're not lying to him about being here, right? I'm sorry for what